Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Joseph, welcome back.
How's it going?
Thank you for joining us. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
A little tired, but that's okay. You know?
I mean, aren't we all?
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
Time of the year.
Speaking of which, it's day 563. Does that make you feel tired anymore?
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes it's weird to think. I'm like, I've been here for 563-ish days. Like,
roughly, yeah.
That's weird. It feels like I just got here like yesterday. Yeah.
I can understand. I think up until fall break, it still felt like the first day of school, honestly, for me. Okay, well, let's talk about you. You had some exciting news last 2 weeks about internships, and you were trying to figure that stuff out. You received an offer from the Air Force.
Yep. Yeah, I talked about that last time.
Yes.
So, yeah, that was, got that over fall break and then turned it down. I was just, I decided, you know, this is not where I feel like God's wanting me, and this is not like really doing what I want to do. So I turned it down Monday. Before we recorded last time, so about 2 weeks ago on Monday. And then talked about it with you on Thursday, hadn't heard back from Garmin, was still hoping that would work out. And then literally 24 hours after that.
It was the next day.
Yeah, it was that Friday. Like I get a phone call from them, and the lady's like, so how do you think your technical interview went? I was like, well, I haven't heard about it, but I think it went well. And she was like, yeah, it went well. We want to offer you an internship.
That's how she said it?
Yes, exactly.
That's so scary.
Why would you bring it up like that? But I was really excited. So yeah, I pretty much, she like talked to me about it a little bit. She said they're not able to really tell me exactly what I'm going to be doing because the department I'm in took a big hit because of COVID for a while. And so like now they're finally getting to like actually bring interns in and stuff. So she said she didn't know what projects we'd be doing specifically, but like it's still like embedded software like I really want to do. So I'm really excited about it. She like was like, I just need to hear by, you know, this date. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll give it some thought. And then immediately went after I got the phone and accepted the internship.
Yeah, you did.
So I did not give it any time. She definitely knew I was very excited. So it's going to be really fun.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it'll be really cool. I'm really excited to kind of get a new experience outside of Cedarville. Like, I love Cedarville, and I've talked about how much I'm not ready to leave, but I'm excited to, like, A, get to see what life is like outside of college, like, really get to experience, like, I'll be essentially living on my own. I'll have a roommate, but I'll be living in Kansas, doing my own thing, having, like, a full-time job, and then the other big thing is, like, I'll be in a secular, like, environment, essentially.
That'll be new.
Yeah, so I'm not going to be constantly surrounded by Christians. My roommate probably won't even be a Christian, so that'll just be, like, I don't know. I did that in high school, so it's not like entirely new, but it's just a different like pace than what I've been used to these past couple of years. So I'm excited to actually really get to like evangelize and try to be the light of Christ in somewhere where he's not necessarily present all the time.
Right. That experience will be valuable.
Yeah.
It really will. And the fact that you were worried 2 weeks ago about what to do about this Air Force internship, it seemed clear you had a path.
Yeah.
You didn't want to do it, but you also had no idea if Garmin was going to work out or if the other one was.
It was definitely a big like faith thing where I remember like being like, I'm going to say no to the Air Force because I just don't think this is where God wants me. But I mean, I just got to trust God that something else will come through. And it was a very much like a God will be faithful. Even if it turned out that I didn't get the Garmin one and I didn't get any internship, like there would be a reason God would have been behind me. But it's just cool to see like the faithfulness of God where I took a step. I was like, all right, I have this offer. Like, this would be the safe choice, but I'm not going to take it. And then seeing how God still delivered was really cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So good for you. Congrats. And you also talk about academics. That's not going the best right now.
It's been intense. A lot of work. So I've just had a lot of like projects and stuff coming up really recently. So like last week had my average homework load. And then this past Monday I had two big projects for algorithms due both on Monday, which is a little rough. So me and my partner, we both worked pretty hard on it. Luckily, we were able to start a little early, like kind of end of last week. And so like it wasn't like we were pulling late nights trying to get it done. But it was still a lot of work. And then I had a speech to give on Monday and then a linear systems exam on Tuesday.
And you are in speech as a junior?
Yeah. It's at 8 a.m.
At 8 a.m.
I have a Dr. Green, and Dr. Green makes it fun. Like, I like him. He's a fun guy. He does a really good job. But, man, a junior in speech surrounded by freshmen at 8 a.m., not the most fun experience.
I'm sorry.
But it's okay. So I didn't have as much time to prepare for this speech just because I was worrying about other homework assignments and trying to do stuff. And then we had a busy weekend doing stuff.
Sure.
So this speech didn't go as well as the first one, I feel like, but still like decent, like B range, something like that. And that won't take away my A. Like, I'll be solid there.
It's clear how much you care about speech, because in the paragraph you wrote these elaborate sentences and then you say, "My speech went fine, period."
Yeah.
Like, that's all you said.
Yeah. not trying to think about it too much, but yeah, speech... I show up. That's my feelings on speech, but I think it's a useful class, but I just don't enjoy it very much.
It's not for everyone.
Yeah, but my linear systems exam, I think it went really well. It was not the easiest exam, just because the content is a little difficult, but like, I understood it really well. So it wasn't even like necessarily difficult to do. It's just tedious to do all the work you have to do with it. But I feel really good about it. I think that's a solid A on that exam. So
good.
Yeah. Academics-wise has been intense, and it's still been intense this week. I've had a lot of stuff due for electronics that have been like some big assignments. And then next week I have a New Testament exam on Wednesday and an electronics exam on Thursday. And I have an algorithms project due on Monday. And I have to start working on my microcontroller's final project next week too. So a lot of big stuff rolling up on the end of the year, just kind of how it works out. But
right,
especially, all fun stuff. Even though it's work, like, I enjoy it. So like, I'm yeah, glad I'm doing it, but it'll be intense.
So we had internships, we had academics. Now this other part of your life, Brock Stars.
Yeah.
Apparently there was a bit of a bump in the road.
Yeah, it was. So ever since the beginning of the semester, we were really wanting to do a show, like, just because we like to do a show, at least one show every semester, just for fun. And a lot of the people we've done shows with in the past have graduated, so it was kind of like we were gonna have to do it. So we had talked with CU Barstool actually originally about trying to do a show in October, because they were wanting to throw like some party for the students by the students, is kind of what they were saying. And then we were going to play at it. And then it gets to like end of September-ish, and the show was supposed to be like first week of October. And we're like, we haven't heard anything. So we start messaging them. We're like, hey, what's going on? Like, you guys haven't reached out to us. We need information to know what's going on. And essentially they just said, yeah, the party's not happening. They said that their administration was bad this year or something.
Oh.
So it was a little lame, because we were planning on doing that show, and then when they don't reach out to us and they canceled it. So it kind of like sent us in a little, sent us reeling just for a second. Like, okay, now what? So then we're releasing the Christmas EP. So we're like, okay, let's try to do a Christmas concert. Let's try to do something around like middle of November or beginning of December, and try to make it a charity event or something. And then we reached out to our RD, Jason, because he could help us get equipment and stuff for free, and then we could do it on campus and make it kind of like a quote-unquote like a McChesney dorm event. But
okay,
it's more of just still open to the public. So we met with him, got it all kind of planned out. We're like, this probably could happen. But then he reached out to Brian Burns, and just because of the nature of like, right before Christmas and stuff, ops is really busy.
Right.
And it would be like the week before campus Christmas and all that stuff. And there's just a million different events going on after Thanksgiving. So he said ops would not be able to like get us the equipment. So we could try to rent it from like a guitar center, but we're talking, $300 to get
all of
our
equipment. That's
a lot. Yeah. It's just too much money, especially when we could be doing it for free. So sadly, probably we're just going to have to cancel the event, not do a concert this semester, which is a little lame, little bummer, but we're still going to release the EP. So that'll be fun. And then we'll just do something early next semester for sure.
Good.
Yeah. I just talked with Jason some more, try to do the same event, just delayed and then less Christmassy, because obviously not around Christmas.
Sure. But sorry. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. It was a little lame, but I'm still really excited. Like, and it was fun to still get to meet with Jason and kind of talk through the ideas. And it's nice to know that, like,
he's
Jason
on your side.
Yeah, Jason wants us to be able to do these things. So we've got Jason to help us. So that's really nice to know.
You also had some birthdays.
Yeah, we had one, like, 2 weeks ago and then one this last week. So we went to Young's for the first one. Just got to hang out with a bunch of friends, eat ice cream, mess around. There was like a bunch of, there was a ton of people there. And when we started singing Happy Birthday, a bunch of these kids just kept walking by and like saying Happy Birthday to our friend. And then the second one, we went to Grater's Tuesday night this week. And that was really fun. It was just a good time to, it's always nice, especially whenever you're in the middle of like a stressful like academic week, even though it's kind of like, oh, I could be doing homework now. If I just let myself relax, like have an hour or two and just get to go hang out with friends, like it's honestly a really nice reset and helps me like come back and hit my homework just as hard, if not harder than I was before, and still keeps me like, yeah, I'm having a good time. It helps with burnout a lot.
Sure.
So
something I've noticed about you is you can have a very even balance. You're working on academics. You are planning for your future with the internships, but yet you can still have fun with planning for Brock Stars and hanging out with friends and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
You still go to campus events.
Yeah. It takes some work. You know, freshman year, I was a lot less like planned out, figure out how to manage time. And I feel like every semester it is like a learning curve of, okay, how do I manage hanging out with all these different people and doing homework? But I definitely have at least a decent grasp on it, especially like figuring out for engineering, like the hardest thing freshman year is figuring out, okay, how do I make time to do all of this homework that I'm doing constantly? And at this point, you just kind of figure out, okay, every free moment that I'm not hanging out with people, I'm doing homework is kind of the life of, if you want to have a social life, you just have to know that when you're doing things with people, you're doing things with people. And then any other time, you like, you're doing homework to make time for hanging out with people.
Right. Good plan. Good mindset.
Yeah.
Okay, Joseph, thank you for all of this. So 2 weeks from now, it's going to be Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I can't wait.
So we'll have to speak with you maybe a little bit earlier.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out. Okay, thanks, Joseph. Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman and edited by Owen Gray. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.